AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Did you see it? Feel it? Much of North America did. Haya Panjwani has a report on the solar eclipse.
Darkness dawned on parts of North America in the middle of the day to start the week. The total solar eclipse began in Mexico, where spectators in Mazatlan cheered when it turned to darkness in the middle of the day for more than 4 minutes. Next, it made its way to the U.S., and when it traveled up to Niagara Falls, New York, some people who were second-guessing their decision to travel for the celestial event ended up having a blast. Here's Perla Reyes, a visitor from Atlanta.
We were second-guessing what we were thinking because our family was sending us pictures from Atlanta. We're like, man, we traveled all the way over here. But just seeing how it got dark, that was an experience that, you know, it's like unforgettable.
The next major solar eclipse for the U.S. is in 2045. I'm Haya Panjwani.
In other news, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country's forces have a date and will invade Rafah in southern Gaza. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby.
We don't support a major ground operation in Rafah. I would also add that we don't see any signs that such a major ground operation is imminent.
The U.S. has demanded to see a credible plan to protect civilians in a Rafah offensive. A statement today from former President Trump on abortion, he declined to endorse a national ban, saying abortion should be left to the states, speaking on his Truth Social platform.
Whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state.
A New York appeals court judge has rejected Trump's bid to delay his April 15th hush money criminal trial while he fights to move the case out of Manhattan. Separately, Trump's lawyers are also challenging a gag order in the case, which the judge recently expanded to prohibit Trump from making comments about the judge's own family. This is AP News. The nation's most influential banker, J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, is telling investors he sees growth and resilience in the U.S. economy this year, but he worries the war in Ukraine, the Israel-Gaza war, and political polarization here in the U.S. may very well be creating risks that could eclipse anything since World War II. A quiet start to the week for financial markets. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close on Wall Street after last week's rollercoaster ride left them shy of their records. The S&P 500, the Dow, and the Nasdaq Composite all ended nearly unchanged. Treasury yields moved higher in the bond market. Hot reports on inflation and the overall economy have forced traders to delay forecasts for when relief on interest rates could arrive. That raises the pressure on companies to deliver strong profit reports to justify their higher stock prices. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.